It is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app. Well, if you're a marathoner, a runner in this week's New York City Marathon, or know somebody in your family or among your friends who is participating in the New York City Marathon, you may want to listen very carefully to something that we've been discussing for 40 years. Hard to believe we've gotten to this point. It's pretty amazing. For the 40th straight time, the New York City Marathon this Sunday will feature Shacharis morning services for the convenience of the many Jewish runners from around the country and around the world who will be participating in the 53rd edition of this world-famous road race. They began in 1983, the International Minyan for New York City Marathons. It has become an institution for this incredible event. It's now the longest established religious service of any kind at any major sporting event anywhere in the world. What are the details? What do you need to know? Peter Burkowski, who's been doing this with us for 40 years, is with us live via telephone. It's a pleasure to welcome him back to JM and the AM. Peter, good morning. Welcome back to JM and the AM, sir.
Good morning, Nahum.
40 years. Pretty amazing. I know that the first year it was not a record breaker, right? The first year was more of a makeshift minion, and look what you've turned this into.
It started out in the middle of the parade ground, which is all covered with buildings now, and we just picked a spot. I had to tell people, you know, look for our. I put up an Israeli flag, and I said, look for the Israeli flag near the first aid tent. I figured that there had to be a first aid tent someplace there.
Right.
And we had 26 people show up that year, mostly from Lincoln Square Synagogue, but from Westchester and from various parts. In fact, I was just looking through my records. One of the most heartwarming letters I ever got was from Dr. Arthur Small, who was a clinical professor of psychiatry at NYU. And he wrote me a note after the 1983 Minyan. He said, just wanted to express my thanks for your efforts in organizing the morning Minyan. I know it gave me the extra strength to finish. Now, that's something I had not anticipated, you know. And over the years, lots of people have told me the same thing. And I've gotten lots of correspondence. We've had people from virtually every state in the union and six continents. We're still waiting for our first Jewish marathoner from Antarctica. So if you know of any of your listeners know any, we're waiting for them.
Yeah, let them know where the Minyan is. Peter Burkowski is with us live via telephone. Minyan is coming Sunday morning before the New York City Marathon. Actually, before we spoke this morning, I was thinking about whether anybody had ever told you that they had a better time in their estimation because they prayed well in the morning. I never thought of it that, you know, most runners have a goal of just finishing, and sure enough, as you just provided for us, evidence that someone credited the Minyan for helping them get to the finish line. But I wonder if anybody ever conjectured that the participation in the Shacharis service got them a better and faster time at the marathon.
I can't take credit for that. I really can't. And nobody has ever admitted that to me. But we're here, and it's one of the unique features of the New York City Marathon that we offer this. I got a letter. I sent out a message to the nearly 200 people who came to last year's Minyan.
Right.
All over the world. I had email addresses. I sent to all the ones who had legibly signed the roster. And I got a response back this week from a woman in California. She says, hi, this is amazing. Makes me so happy. I was fortunate enough to witness this last year when I raced New York City for the first time and was blown away. One of the highlights of the race, and I told everyone about it when I came home back home to Los Angeles. I can't wait to see it again this Sunday. Thank you for making it possible to daven and for us to have a community.
Wow.
This is the effect that it has on people. It's just amazing. And that wasn't our intention originally. I started this because I thought some people needed a minion to say Kaddish, and they wouldn't be able to go to shul that morning.
Right.
And over the years, we've had thousands of runners join our minion, and very few of them are saying Kaddish.
By the way, now you're at a point where you're doing staggering minyanim, more than one. How many last year did you end up having? Do you know?
Probably five or six. I call it for 7 o'clock.
But right.
By 6:45, there are a number of people there who just want to start. They want to daven. So they go ahead and daven. It's usually a Sephardic minyan at that point. I lead the next minyan, maybe around 7:15, an Ashkenazi minyan. And then whenever a minyan forms, they start again.
By the way, services are held in a 600 square foot tent on Drum Road. Those of you who are part of the marathon this Sunday, or again, if you know somebody who's in the New York City Marathon and they want information about the minyan, themarathonminyan.com. Seriously, the map is there. All the information is there. Themarathonminyan.com. That's how you would go ahead and get additional information. And we should note, by the way, Peter, last year it was right after October 7th. There was somewhat of a small episode, but you and everybody there takes the security, and the people at the marathon, we should say, take security very seriously. Thank God everything went off almost completely without a hitch last year. And you're anticipating the same for this year. We know how public events are, especially when the Israeli flags fly, but you are anticipating that everything will be safe and sound for this coming Sunday.
For sure, everyone, that there is adequate security by roadrunners. We get tremendous support from New York Roadrunners, and the website is new. My son is the webmaster, so we just put that up, and it's amazing. Last year we became 3/4 as old as the marathon is itself,
right.
And this year we're at the 40-year point. Four different occasions, the marathon has been run on Rosh Chodesh, starting in 1986, when we actually convinced Fred Lebo and the New York Roadrunners to move the marathon from October to November, so it can never conflict with a Jewish holiday. In 1986, the last two Sundays in October would have been Stukas and Simchas Torah, and we convinced them to move it, and it has stayed in November ever since.
Yeah, it's the first Sunday in November, and that's really the reason why, folks, to make sure it does not coincide with Jewish holidays, although, of course, it can still coincide with Rosh Chodesh, as Peter said. But that was the goal, to make sure it would never coincide. By the way, Peter, runners like yourself and others must be very happy because it's the first Sunday in November, and if you've seen the forecast for this Sunday, it's almost perfect running weather.
Yes, it's always a little cooler in November, so the runners appreciate that. And one other added benefit that we hadn't anticipated was that is the weekend that we changed the clock.
Right.
So everybody gets an extra hour of sleep before the marathon.
All right, one other technical or logistical thing we should mention. In the old days, you used to encourage people to bring tallis and tefillin, and then your group took responsibility for said items. These days, you are doing the exact opposite. You're telling everybody, do not bring anything. If they need a tallis and or tefillin, you have plenty that you'll be providing that they could use, and they don't have to worry about their personal effects from that point forward. That would be probably the biggest logistical change for those who are concerned about what to do during the minyan.
Right. We've been doing that for the last several years. In the first years, we transported everything into Manhattan to Marvin Goodman's apartment. He was a member of Lincoln Square, and he had a little party for all the finishers, and they could pick up their religious articles then. A few years later, he made Aliyah, so we had to make other arrangements, and we established a relationship with the Spanish and Portuguese synagogue right near the finish line. They were the pickup point. And then several years ago, after the Boston Marathon problem, the Roadrunners decided that they weren't going to accept any checked baggage. And a lot of runners were checking their tallis and tefillin with their baggage, and they would pick it up in Central Park.
Right.
But then after the incident in Boston, Roadrunners said, we are not accepting any checked baggage anymore. So we had to scramble. We reestablished a relationship with Spanish and Portuguese synagogue, but that really extended our day because we had to drive into Manhattan and wait all day until the last finishers came by. Right. So a few years ago, we decided we would provide everything. We have all kinds of tefillin for righties, for lefties, for Ashkenazi, for Sephard. We have Sidurim, we have Kalesim. So it's no longer a problem.
There you go. So everybody who's participating, just keep that in mind. You have no need to bring anything. Talis, tefillin, Siddur, all available there on Staten Island, on the Staten Island side of the Verrazano Bridge, where it all begins, of course. The services are held this Sunday in the 600-square-foot tent on Drum Road, a short distance inside the main entrance to the Fort Wadsworth staging area. First Minyan, 6:45, subsequent Minyanim after that. It's a New York City marathon, doing this for 40 years under the leadership of Peter Berkowski. And any information, and by the way, they're collecting tzedakah again this year. This year they're supporting Chai Lifeline, which is pretty amazing. And the runners from around the world will be there. And by the way, we mentioned October 7th and the aftermath last year. We should mention that there were Israeli runners last year who did join. And I'm sure you're anticipating meeting and greeting Israelis this Sunday as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are also several Jewish-related charity teams who are registered in the marathon. That's right. The easiest way to get into the marathon now, right, by signing up with you raise money for a charity team. And I just want to mention them: American Friends of Shalva, Chai Lifeline, Friendship Circle International, Israel Cancer Research Fund, JASA, Karen Orr, Sharsheret, the Blue Card. And there's another group that's not a charity team, but it's a running group, and it's called Nice Jewish Runners. And all of them will be joining us at our tent this year. So, if people want to come, they just want to hang out. There's no pressure. You don't have to daven if you don't want to. But a number of people have come and put on tefillin for the first time at our minyan. We call it a bar mitzvah. And there's a lot of singing and dancing each time we have one of those. And I also want to mention that my co-director for the last several years is Yisrael Davidson of Brooklyn. He will someday take over this this operation. We have a team of 12 volunteers. Wow. Who have been with us for the last several years, and they're very dedicated people. They come from all over New York City. One comes from Florida each year. Chaim Bachman comes from Florida, and Moshe Turk comes from Modi'in each year just to help us out at the Minyan.
Spread the word, everybody. The New York City Marathon Minyan this coming Sunday morning on Staten Island. Pretty amazing. You can feel free. Peter invites you to be in touch with him directly. PeterBurkowski@gmail.com. PeterBurkowski@gmail.com. Again, the Marathon Minyan information, a couple of different websites or web addresses take you to the same site. You could use NYCMarathonMinyan.com. NYCMarathonMinyan.com. The map and all the instructions and everything, making a lot easier today than in the old days, is right there on the website. Peter, kol hakavod. You know what? Look, we love a Kiddush Hashem, especially we get an extra boost when it's associated with sports and world events like this. This minyan has proven over the years to be an absolute beacon of positive publicity and positive feeling toward the Jewish community and toward Israel. And all I could say is kol hakavod and enjoy it. 40 years, enjoy the big anniversary celebration this Sunday.
Thank you, Nachum.
A real pleasure to speak to you. Kol hakavod. Peter Berkowski, go to the website, encourage them. And if you know of a runner, or if you are a runner this coming Sunday, take advantage. As Peter said, go hang out, go daven, go do whatever you want. Just be part of the community of runners who love Judaism and Israel. NYCMarathonMinyan.com. More coming up. It's Tuesday at JM in the AM.